Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. For several years, I warned you that the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve Bank were trapping themselves into a financial corner. Finally, in the past 2 weeks, a few of the regular media are starting to catch up to me. Here's the dilemma. On behalf of the U.S. government, the Fed has been trying to push down the dollar's purchasing power by 2% annually. It does this by increasing the money supply, then increasing spending and budget deficits. This leaves fewer goods and services available for purchase by people like you and me. By being able to buy earlier, the federal government is the major beneficiary of its own inflation of the money supply. By the time the public gets this increased cash flow, with fewer supplies of goods and services available, prices rise. Another side effect is that when prices rise, less cash is used to buy stocks and bonds to hold up those prices. This is a huge problem with government's inflation of the money supply. When creditors see the purchasing power of the funds they loan lose purchasing power, they want to charge higher interest rates to offset this loss. That means that politicians and bureaucrats are faced with paying higher interest rates on government debt. In the private sector, having to pay higher interest rates to borrow money results in a decline in consumer demand for goods and services and also reduces business profits. Lower sales and lower profits in the private sector also mean lower tax collections to the government. Therefore, the government and Federal Reserve have a huge incentive to prevent rising interest rates. That is the quandary that some in the regular media are just now starting to figure out. It is not possible for the government to keep ramping up spending and budget deficits caused by government inflation of the money supply while simultaneously keeping interest rates near zero so as to help prop up stock and bond prices. With contradictory messages coming from government and Fed officials over the past 2 weeks, what do you think will give way first? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.